Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, April 2nd. In an April Fool's joke yesterday, a media outlet, Car Buzz, claimed that Tesla confirmed a radical redesign of the Cybertruck to make it look more like a conventional pickup truck. Unfortunately, with the current societal climate and the lack of a zany punchline, some analysts took the images seriously and began theorizing the impact this would have on Tesla. Now, there are changes that will take place on the Cybertruck, particularly the questionable legality of the lights, steering wheel, and the lack of side mirrors. So unfortunately, this joke fell flat. Sandy Munro, a manufacturing expert who rose to fame in the Tesla community after a breakdown of an early Model 3, is now tearing down one of the first Model Ys. The exhaustive process will take place over the course of many live videos being streamed on YouTube. In the first round of videos, when inspecting the front trunk on the Model Y, Munro ran into some issues. First off, the top rim came off quite easily, and he found that one of the clips that was keeping it in place was broken. He also had some difficulties closing the frunk in a flush manner. More videos are expected to come in the next few days as Munro continues his Model Y teardown, and we'll let you know how that goes. Tesla is about to release its delivery and production numbers for the first quarter of 2020. And expectations have been revised down to 77,000 electric cars, and this is due to the coronavirus. Wall Street analysts have been lowering their delivery targets for Tesla over the past few days, and now the average is settling down just over 77,000 units, according to Bloomberg. Now, according to the collected data, the lowest projection comes from Rosner Deutsche Bank at 65,300, and the largest is Morgan Stanley, who projected 88,000. Tesla has installed the biggest solar roof installation we have seen yet, and it's quite massive. Interestingly, the solar installation is located in Florida, and Tesla managed to hurricane-proof the system. The 18-kilowatt system took 15 days for Tesla to complete the installation, on account of the weatherproofing, and they also have four power walls for a combined 54 kilowatt hours of energy storage. This should enable the users to use the solar power at night, as well as power their two Tesla vehicles, with a third vehicle on the way. Toyota and a Chinese car company, BYD, are launching a new electric car company with the goal of developing battery electric vehicles that appeal to customers. The new chairman, Hirohisa Kishi, which is Toyota's head of powertrains, commented on the launch of the company. Quote, "With the engineers from BYD and Toyota working together under the same roof, we aim to develop battery electric vehicles that are superior in performance and meet the needs of customers in China by merging the two companies' strengths and also through friendly rivalry." Zhao Bingen, who comes from BYD, has been appointed the CEO. He commented saying, quote, "This joint venture company will focus on the research and development of battery electric vehicles with technology and know-how from both China and Japan." And in a commentary, it would seem that Toyota is only making compliance electric cars for the sake of the strict regulations within China. The speculated all-electric flagship sedan from Audi, their upcoming A8 model, is now changing teams. Audi this week said that it decided against an all-electric version of the A8, and instead the German luxury brand will equip the A8 with a plug-in hybrid powertrain with about 30 miles of electric range. Audi development chief Hans-Joachim Rothenplier, speaking with Automotive News, said that the automaker has intensive discussions before deciding against a battery-powered A8. Rothenplier also went on to explain that Audi will focus on full electric SUVs, which he considers a growth segment. Electric car startup Lucid Air released a video of an impressive 400-mile real-world test in a Lucid Air beta prototype electric car. The automaker released a video documenting the road trip where they took the Lucid Air beta prototype on a round-trip loop between San Francisco and Los Angeles, a distance of more than 400 miles each way. And in an Electrek exclusive, the upcoming electric crossover, the Ford Mach-E, is still undergoing final tuning and improvements in the comfort of home garages. Engineers are now doing the last tweaks remotely, according to Robert Iorio, the Mustang Mach-E's vehicle engineering manager, who said, quote, "Propulsion calibrators all have their cars at home. They have their vehicles with laptops on hard-mounted stands, and whether they go on drives or charge at a level 1 or 2, they can collect data. We have a WebEx meeting where they all share their data." Teams working on the Ford Sync infotainment system, which has a lot of EV-specific enhancement, brought home entire systems. They all brought like their benches home that have the screen sync or the cluster, and it's operating in their living room or their dining room. Another electric startup company, Rivian, has shut down all of its facilities, including its auto factory in Normal, Illinois. But it's sharing an update on the progress made with the electric pickup truck factory before the current crisis. Just before temporarily shutting down their facilities, they made an internal video progress report so that their teams across all locations could see how the plant has come along. In the video, construction teams toil away on mechanical, electrical, plumbing, conveyor, concrete, large tanks, and much more. You can see the full video on our website, electric.co. A consortium headed by a Spanish company, Iberdrola, announced this week that it is developing a large floating offshore wind turbine in the North Sea. The consortium is made up of companies from Denmark, France, Germany, Norway, and Spain. Green energy made up 52% of Germany's power consumption during the first quarter of 2020, compared to 44% in the same quarter of 2019. The preliminary data was supplied by Solar and Hydrogen Research Center, Baden-Württemberg, and the German Federation of Energy and Water Industries. According to a new report from the banking giant HSBC, quote, shares of companies focused on climate change, or ESG issues, environmental, social, and governance, outperformed as the virus spread. Now, HSBC says that companies with good governance and exposure to long-term growth markets, such as green technology, will better be able to endure short-term hardships, such as the coronavirus. Now, with that in mind, the oil industry is now under pressure to find places to store oil. Bloomberg writes, quote, for landlocked drillers, though there are greater worries, they are facing a lack of local storage, and pipeline companies are asking them to cut back or prove they have a buyer for their crude before loading. They simply can't get oil to the right place at the current price. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Electrek takes a look at the up-and-coming Huck Cycles, a new electric bike company based in North Carolina. Their flagship model, the retro-styled Stinger electric moped, includes a 3,000-watt rear hub motor, a 72-volt 25-amp-hour battery, and a 40-amp controller. You can find more information on their journey at electrek.co. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.